So we read in this week's parasha about the dramatic sale of Yosef. Things become so terrible, so strained within Yaakov Avinu's family, that literally the brothers are willing to contemplate ganging up and killing Yosef. Yehuda prevails, and Yehuda ultimately tells them, Mabetza, what good is it going to do to kill Yosef? But rather, again, let's sell him as an Eved. Sure enough, they throw him into the pit, they sell him to a caravan, and Yosef HaTzadik ends up as a servant in the home of Potiphar in Mitzrayim. And the Torah relates to us how the wife of Potiphar has taken a liking to Yosef and constantly and consistently tries to seduce him. So the Torah says, Vayikedabra el Yosef yom yom velo shamay leha. Every single day she's trying to seduce him. Lishkav etzla li Yosima. She's trying to seduce him. She's trying to convince him to be with her. So the Torah finally says, Perek Lamites, Pasuk Yud Aleph, chapter 39, verse 11, Vayikayom hazeh. And it was on that day, Vayavo habaisa laasos melachto. Yosef came to the home of Potiphar to literally laasos melachto, to do his work. Ve'ein ish me'anshe habayis sham babayis. And there was no one home at this time. Everyone was out at this moment when Yosef HaTzadik came back to go ahead and take care of his work. So Rashi HaKadosh already quotes the machlokas about between Rav and Shmuel, ultimately again about what does he mean, lasos malachto? What does it mean that he came back to the house to do his work? So Rav Shmuel chad amar malachto mamish, v'chad amar lasos tzrachav ima. So there's a fundamental machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Ultimately, what did Yosef come back to the house to do? Did he come back to take care of his household chores? Or did he come back to finally give in to the seduction of Eshes Potiphar? And there's a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. But the Rebbe Rav Nachman has a different approach in this whole idea. And the Rebbe says the following, quoting from Likutei Halachos, and actually in Hilchos Tefillin. So the Rebbe says like this. He says, what does it mean, Vayavo habayso lasos malachto, that Yosef came to the home to do his work? So says the Rebbe, kol hamalachos shehaadam ose b'chol yom misheshes me'amasa. All the work that a person does throughout the 6 days of the week, kulam heim bechinas berurim levarer nitzotzos me'imke haklipos ki yadua. You know, the avoda of man during the week, there's kedusha everywhere. There's holiness everywhere we look. But very often the holiness of this world is obscured by layers of impurity. Those layers of impurity are called klipos, are called shells. The job of man, the job of the Jew, is to remove the klipos, to remove the outer layer, to remove the shells, and ultimately expose the beautiful sparks of kedusha that exist all around us. We've spoken about this concept many times. How does a person go ahead and remove the klipos? So remember, any time a Jew comes to a place, and a Jew davens, a Jew learns, a Jew does chesed, they have the ability in their own unique way to remove the klipos. Ultimately, again, to remove the shells of impurity. So the Rebbe goes on, he says, V'ikar ha-berur, ayidei kedushas ha-machshava. So even though, as we just said, there are many ways to remove the klipos, there are many ways to remove the shells or the layers of impurity. One could do it through the Torah, one could do it through the tefillah, one could do it through chesed. But the Rebbe posits that the greatest way to remove the klipos, the greatest way to remove the shells, to remove the layers, which often obscure the beautiful kedusha all around us, is al yidei kedushas hamachshava, by having purity of thought, purity of deed. Righteousness in one's actional behavior is certainly important, but says the Rebbe, if you want to know what creates the greatest dramatic change, what is it ultimately again that removes the klipos in the most dramatic fashion, it's kedushas hamachshava, it's the holiness of thought, the purity of thought. If a person guards his thoughts, if a person is careful with not just what he looks at and not just what he does, but a person mamish is careful, if he can guard what it is that he's thinking, that's ultimately what generates the greatest amount of kedusha. That's ultimately what generates the greatest amount of holiness through the removal of the klipos. V'ze iker melachto shel adam b'chinas va'amalei oso u'bechol melacha. And says the Rebbe, really, if you think about it, kedusha samachshava, purity of thought, really represents the highest order of man's accomplishments in this world. Because the truth is, behavioral conditioning is one thing, but to actually condition, which is, and again, not to minimize it all, halavai we should be zocha meretz Hashem, to refine our behaviors and to act in the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us. but the ability to refine thought, the ability to reach a level of kedushas hamachshava, purity of thought, where again, not only am I not engaging in inappropriate things, but I'm even able to focus my mind on the things I should be thinking about, and purging from my mind the things that I should not be thinking about, whether it's because they're inappropriate, or whether they're because it's not helpful to my life situation. Says the Rebbe, when a person walks around this world with kedushas hamachshava, purity and holiness of thought, they're able to remove the klipos, able to remove all of the shells and layers of impurity, and expose the kedusha which exists everywhere. The Rebbe says, this is ikar malachto shel ha'adam. This is the primary avod of a person. And the Rebbe writes, v'zeh, so the Rebbe says, this is the meaning of the Pasuk. When the Pasuk says that Yosef was embedded in a constant Nisayon, he was in a constant spiritual tug of war with Eshes Potiphar. The wife of Potiphar is trying to seduce him. The wife of Potiphar ultimately is trying to lead him down a path of immorality. And Yosef is locked in this constant struggle. How do you overcome this struggle? How does Yosef find the ability to resist this temptation? My friends, understand, the temptation was much more than just the regular temptation that many of us struggle with for immorality, for inappropriate sexuality. This is, for Yosef at Tzaddik, he's alone in this world. He has no family, he has nothing. This woman is offering him not just physical pleasure, but is offering him companionship, something he didn't have. So there's, Yosef at Tzaddik has to battle against his Yetzirah on so many levels, on a carnal level, but even just on an emotional, psychological level. How does he do it? Says Rebbe, the answer is embedded in the pasuk. Vayavo habaisa lasos malachto. Yosef HaTzadik comes to the home to do his malacha. It says, what does it mean he comes to home to do his malacha? Ki ikar hamalacha vahaumnus shala adam bezeh olam. The primary malacha, the primary occupation, and the primary trade of a person in this world, hu la'amod b'nisayom. Ultimately, again, is to stand strong in the nesyonos of life. The primary job that each of us have, we're all tested each and every day. Big ways, small ways, we're all tested. Our job, our divine mandate, our mission is to try to pass the tests, is to try to stand up in the face of these nisyonos. He goes on, Va'ikr betai va'azos, va'ikr ayidi shmira samachshava, kichot ha'se'ara b'chopam. So this is amazing. So the Rebbe just has a dramatically different interpretation. He says, Va'yavo ha'baisa la'asos melachto. Yosef goes to the home. Why does he go to him? Pashas Rabbi Nachman aligns himself with the view that he was going ahead and he was going to the home to take care of his household responsibilities. He came to the home because he was doing his job. Aye, but Yosef, you're walking into the den of desire. You're walking into such an issue, such an incredible challenge. And the Rebbe says, Vayavo habaisa lasos melachto. He went to the house to do his job. What's his job? To combat, or I should say, to go ahead and be la'amod b'nisayon. A person's job in this world is to overcome the nisyonos, is to be an omed, is to stand strong even in the face of desires, even in the face of temptations, even in the face of those things that try to lure us into a life of inappropriate behavior and into all type of negative downward spirals. That's the pshat. Vayavo habaisa comes into it, but how can you walk in there? Lasos molachto, because this is my job. And it's not referring to his job in the employ of Potiphar. It's referring to his job as a Yid. It's referring to his job as a human being. It's referring to his job as a soldier of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every single day I'm faced with nisyonos. Every single day I'm faced with difficulties. Every single day I'm faced with challenges. And my friends, we know the challenges don't lessen. The moment you pass one, there's five more that spring up right after it. Sometimes it feels that the stronger we become and the more tests we pass, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends our way. And the truth is, because that's exactly the way that it is. Man's ikar tachlis, my job, my shlichos in this world, is to be omeid b'nisayon, is to try to pass the tests that HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and puts in my way. Not meaning that place is in front of me. And says the Rebbe, how do you do this? Kiddushas HaMachshava. If a person maintains a purity of thought, if a person goes ahead and ensures that not only is my body pure, but my mind is pure as well, that I try to focus my mind on appropriate things, and I try to purge my mind from those things which are unholy and inappropriate, says the Rebbe, that gives me the strength to me, Omed Binisayon. That gives me the strength to overcome my challenges. That gives me the strength to remain standing, even in the face of incredible and overwhelming Taivan desire. Says Rebbe, that's the Pshat. Vayavo Habaisa, Yosef goes to the house to do his work. Aye, but you're walking into the web of Nisayon, of challenge, of difficulty. Lasos Molachdo. No? That's my job. My job is to be able to face down the nisyonos of life. My job is to be able to stand strong. My job is to be able to rise to the occasion. But the obvious shaila is, how do we accomplish this? Right? Meaning, this is a beautiful idea. Kiddusha samachshava, purity of thought. There's no one who's going to argue with the Rebbe about this. Of course, we all agree that we strive to go ahead and kiddusha samachshava. We strive to go ahead and have and reach this level of purity of thought. But lemaisa, practically speaking, how does one achieve it? How does one reach that level of Kiddusha Samachshava? So of course, again, the simple, not simple, but one approach, which again, already Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us in Kriyat Shema, V'losasuru acharei neichem. So the Torah tells us, be careful what you look at. Obviously, again, if I look at inappropriate things, then of course, I'll end up thinking about inappropriate things. So Shmiras Ha'inayim, watching one's eyes, which we know is one of the great challenges of our time, of our generation, is being able to somehow regulate and monitor and watch over what it is that I see with my eyes, because the moment I see it, I can't unsee it. And the moment I see it, it seeps into my mind, it seeps into my consciousness, it seeps into who I am, and it's hard to maintain Kiddusha Samachshava, purity of thought, when I'm seeing all kinds of things. So that's certainly a possibility. But the Rebbe actually says something amazing. The Rebbe says the answer may be found in the next pasuk. Because right afterwards, the pasuk says, Vatit Peseu Bebigdo Lemor Shichvo Imi. She grabbed Yosef. So Eshes Potiphar grabs Yosef by the clothing and she says to him, sleep with me. Sleep with me. What happens? Vayaz of Bebigdo Biyada. He ran out. He left the article of clothing in her hand, and he runs outside. So the Rebbe says something amazing. She grabbed onto his clothing. What does that mean? This is amazing. Says the Rebbe, you know how the Yitzhahara often gets a hold of us? It holds onto our clothing. What does clothing represent? Clothing represents materialism. Clothing represents gashmius. So sometimes vatit peseu bebigdo. Sometimes the Yitzhahara grabs a hold of me by my clothing, which means that the Yitzhahara busies me. Busies me. Gets me all wrapped up in my clothing. Kitirdas hetstarchos mabushim umbegodim shel adam. Hin mevabalin ma'odes ha'adam umonim oso ayidezeh me'avodas Hashem Yisbarach. The Rebbe says something amazing. The Yetzer Hara has different strategies to derail me from accomplishing things in life. Of course, one of the strategies is he puts in my face desire and wants and all different kinds of pushes and pulls. But on a deeper level, what the Yetzer Hara also does is he busies me with all of the wrong things. If I get busied, if I busy myself, or if I just get overwhelmed and sucked into materialism, then by definition, I lose that energy. I lose my way in Avodas Hashem. You know, we spoke about this a little bit this morning, that every single person has a certain amount of energy. Every person has a certain amount of koach. At the end of the day, I have to figure out how to best use that koach. The problem is, if all of my kochos go to materialism, if all of my energies, all of my headspace goes to materialism, then by definition, there's nothing left for anything else. V'zeu, and as a result, by definition, my avodas Hashem gets derailed. V'zeu, vatit peseu bebigdo. This is the meaning, says the Rebbe, that she grabbed onto his clothing. The she, says the Rebbe, is a reference to the Yitzhahara. The Yitzhahara sometimes gets us by holding on to our clothing, by holding on to our materialism, by getting us so head over heels over the next thing we want to buy, the next thing we want to purchase, by getting us to think that life happiness and life fulfillment will come from the things that I own, that the Yitzhahara holds on to us with our clothing. Ach mishu bal nefesh v'libo chozak b'Hashem, eino mashkiach gam al zeh. But says the Rebbe,
The Rebbe says the Baal Nefesh. Maybe we'll modify the Rebbe's words a little bit. He says the Baal Nefesh doesn't even need an article of clothing. Okay, even if I'm not on that level, I need the article of clothing. And remember, again, as we've spoken about many times, the beauty of Yiddishkeit is that we're not an ascetic religion. We believe in, you could enjoy the world, you can enjoy the material world, you just have to enjoy it responsibly. So says the Rebbe something amazing, that if somebody's a Baal Nefesh, somebody truly values the Avodas Hashem, they don't allow themselves to get sucked in. They don't allow themselves to get sucked in by the Yitzhahara and his constant emphasis on materialism. Instead, what does he do? V'zeh, v'yonach bigdo etzla v'yonach sachutza. So the Baal Nefesh, the person who cares about his Avodas Hashem more than anything, what does he do? He runs away and he leaves the article of clothing in the hands of the Yetzirah. Shemaniach bigdo umabusho v'nas uborech mehem. He runs away, I don't need this. It's not that I don't need the clothing. It's that I don't want this to be the focus of my life. I don't need this to be the essence of my life. I don't want this to be the defining part of my existence. Shemaniach bigdo umabusho v'nas uborech mehem ve'inu mashgiach klal alze. Says the Rebbe, that's the incredible message on the Pasuk. Incredible message on the Pasuk is, it's a metaphor. Yosef represents the Yid. Eshes Potifar is the Yitzhahara. Vatit peseu bebigdo. How does the Yitzhahara get us? It gets us by fooling us into creating misplaced priorities. That I begin to think that everything is about material accomplishment. Everything is about the beged. Everything is about the Gashmios. So what happens? It's easy to be drawn in by Eshes Potifar. She's beautiful. She's wonderful. She's exceptionally alluring. The Yitzhahara makes the material world look so magnificent and is able to convince us sometimes that it is the be-all and all of our existence. But the Baal Nefesh, the person ultimately again who realizes that there's more to life than the beged, Vayon Vatit Vayazo Bigdo Biyada, he says, Yitzhahara, you could keep the clothing. You could keep the beged. I'm not going to make this the primary part of my life. Vayonas Vayetze Achutza. And he just simply runs as far as he can from this mindset. And I think we could take these two ideas and we could combine them into one. Because in the first piece, what the Rebbe is telling us is, Vayavo Habaisa, each of us have to be willing to encounter our struggles, to encounter our challenges. And Vayavo Habaisa is Yosef saying, I can't run from my challenges in life because challenges are part and parcel of the fabric of the human condition. Challenge, life is all about the nisyonos. So sometimes you just have to walk into the house. Sometimes you just have to confront the challenge. And what do you have to do when you confront the challenge? Lasos melachto. Deal with it. Own it. Figure it out. Overcome it. But to run from the challenge never works. Because as we all know, even if you run from the challenge, the amazing part is, as fast as you could run from the challenge could always run faster to catch up with you and overtake you. So instead, what Yosef HaTzadik teaches us is, it's the job of the Jew to be omid b'nisayon. Vayavo habaisa, confront the challenges, la'asos melachto, and do your work, because confrontation is the job of the Jew. Confrontation of challenges, confronting the challenges, is my avoda. But how can I overcome my challenges? So again, the Rebbe goes ahead and explains that the Iker is Kiddusha Samach Shava. Ultimately, again, is purity of thought. But if a person has purity of thought, that gives them the strength to be able to overcome all of their challenges. That allows them to confront and overcome the challenges. But how does a person go ahead and achieve? How does a person go ahead and achieve Kiddusha Samachshava? How is that ultimately accomplished? So the Rebbe posits, but how do we achieve this level of Kiddusha Samachshava? And with that, the Rebbe tells us very beautifully that the idea over here is, Vatit Paseu Bebigdo Vayazo Bigdo Bayada Vayanas Vayetze Achutza. That sometimes the most important thing in life is that the Yitzhahara tries to go ahead and lure us into negative behaviors by embedding us in a framework of materialism. And sometimes a person just has to assert themselves the right level of priorities in this world. A person has to be able to say, Gashmius is beautiful, Gashmius is wonderful, I enjoy the material things in life. but that's not my primary focus. That can't be my primary essence. That can't be what I focus on day in and day out. Because that's what the Yitzhar is going to constantly try to do. Vatit Peseu Bebigdo. He gets us by the clothing and he holds on to us. And she allures us and she tries to seduce us ultimately again through having misplaced priorities in life. And sometimes a person has to be able to have the courage to be able to say, Vayazo Bigdo Biyada Vayana Sachutza. Sorry, Yitzhara. I can't make the material world my priority. I'll enjoy the materialism. I'll partake of the materialism. But at the end of the day, I can't make it my priority. And maybe, again, this is the pshat, that if we go ahead and we make sure that we're living life with the correct framework, with the correct priorities, if at the end of the day I realize that although I enjoy my gashmius, I don't love it, but I enjoy my gashmius, but it's not the most important thing in my life. The most important thing in my life is my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is the Acha Sha'alti Me'ez Hashem Osa Avakesh. Ribono Sha'olam, there's one thing I want, which is Shifti Beveis Hashem Koyimei Chayai. If I have the right priorities, then that gives me Kedusha Samach Shava. That gives me purity of thought. And if I have purity of thought, then I have the ability to go ahead and rise to the occasions and confront my challenges. So it turns out that from this entire episode of Yosef HaTzadik, the Torah teaches us A, that our job, our malach, is to confront our challenges. B, the way we confront those challenges is by reaching a level of Kedushas HaMachshava, holiness of thought, holiness of mind. And the way we reach the level of Kedushas HaMachshava, holiness of thought, is by having the right priorities. Yosef HaTzadik was able to be successful and overcome many challenges as a result of internalizing these beautiful lessons. May we be zocheh mi'artz Hashem to do the same. Wishing everyone a beautiful and uplifting Shabbos Kodesh.